This is Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. Many of us are following all the headlines about the Zika virus with mounting alarm. Before that, it was Ebola. Well, in 1885, people were equally terrified of rabies. It was horrible. Nothing doctors could do. But that all changed in July of 1885, thanks to the famous French scientist Louis Pasteur. University of Michigan medical historian and PBS contributor Dr. Howard Markel is back with us. Howard, before we get into what Pasteur did 131 years ago, let's talk a little more about rabies. How horrible was it?
Well, rabies is horrible, and in fact, the French call it la rage. And when you are infected, you almost are sure to die. But before you die, you go quite mad, and you drool, just sopping with saliva. And so it's quite a disgusting and marked death, and very certain.
And you would get it through, well, we all know worries about – I still remember the scene in To Kill a Mockingbird when the mad dog was coming down the street and Atticus proved he was a sharpshooter.
Yeah, and Old Yeller too.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, mad dogs were one of the sources. It tends to be in the United States raccoons and bats. There was a very famous case at Mott Children's Hospital of a little girl who was bitten by a bat that flew in through the attic. We don't tend to see it in domestic animals as much as we did back then. But even then, in the 19th century, despite all la rage in Paris and other places in France, there weren't that many cases of human rabies.
But tell us about Joseph Meister.
Well, Joseph Meister was a 9-year-old little boy from Alsace, and he was just minding his own business on the 4th of July, which didn't mean much to a Frenchman or a French boy, but he got bitten by a mad dog. He got bitten 14 times all over his body and legs. In fact, he couldn't walk. And, you know, dog bites are really quite bad. They have a flat tooth and they really gash through the skin quite extensively. And his doctor that night tried to cauterize or close the wounds, not with sewing or needles, but with carbolic acid.
Burning.
Yeah. So that in itself is a double whammy of pain. And because the dog was mad, Joseph's mother was terrified that she would lose her little boy.
And she reached out. Well, she started doing what any mother today we would all hit the internet.
Right. Where do you go?
Who's
the guy?
Who do I go to?
So and how, she found out through word of mouth that there was a guy. That guy happened to be Louis Pasteur in Paris, where he had his famous lab. And Louis Pasteur was working on a rabies vaccine, but he had only been doing it experimentally using dogs. He had not yet used a human being. And then there's another little issue that people don't seem to recall is that Louis Pasteur was not a medical doctor.
He was a microbiologist.
Microbiologist. Wasn't he? Yeah. He got his PhD in chemistry and physics. So he was not really licensed or allowed to give injections to human beings. So he got around that when he met Joseph Meister. He was taken by the story as well as the wounds that he saw. He went to the National Academy of Sciences, which had a weekly meeting, and spoke with two medical doctors who said, yeah, you've got to do something. It's the old medical adage, don't just stand there, do something.
Do something.
And so they gave Joseph a series of about 14 injections over a few week period. Each injection was stronger and stronger in terms of the rabies virus that it contained, and he did not get sick. And in fact, the last shot was the strongest amount of virus, and he was immune. He did not have rabies, and the little boy became a man.
And what a game changer for the public as far as people being afraid of dying of rabies.
And of course, there's that urban legend, at least I recall growing up in Detroit. If a dog bit you, you got all these shots in your belly.
Yes.
Joseph did get his shots in the abdomen. By the time I heard about it in the 60s, it was 30 days of shots.
I grew up hearing that too, that it was horrendous.
Yeah. And it's quite close to that actually, that it's not just a legend.
So what is it today? Where are we at today with treating rabies?
Well, you would give a series of injections rabies vaccine over several days to weeks, and hopefully you would develop immunity. The reality is that most people who are bitten, though, you don't get the animal. It's very rare that you get the actual animal that bit you. So you're going on the hypothesis that this person has been infected with rabies, but you don't know that for sure.
And are these a little bit unpleasant injections?
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, okay.
I remember.
This isn't just a little, here you go.
I remember a patient, I had a big hypodermic needle, said, is this going to hurt? And I said, yeah, it hurts. It's not pleasant. And if you're a little child, it's not pleasant. And of course, the mother must have been terrified that she'd lose her son.
What went on to become of Joseph?
Well, this is the best part of the story. He got a job. He got a job as the concierge at the Pasteur Institute, which was a plush deluxe laboratory that had wonderful facilities and was staffed by basically a hall of fame of bacteriologists and microbiologists. And so Joseph Meister ran the door. He was the concierge, and he worked there for the rest of his career. Now, let's flash forward to 1940.
We know what was going on in 1940.
Right. The Second World War and the Nazi invasion of France. Anybody who's seen Casablanca has a sense of how bad that was. And they were coming in through the Champs-Élysées and taking over everything. And the legend, the story had it that Joseph Meister could not bear to see the Pasteur Institute taken over. Moreover, Louis Pasteur is there's a crypt. There's a monument and a crypt of his remains. And he killed himself and threw himself over the crypt of Louis Pasteur rather than see the Germans take over his beloved institution.
That was the legend. Now, you found out there might have been a little bit of a different twist to his story?
Yeah, there was a couple of historians at Wisconsin who said, what's going on here? And they did like they ought to do. They looked at the original sources, notebooks. There were notebooks of other scientists who were working at the Pasteur Institute at the time. They interviewed Joseph Meister's granddaughter and other relatives, and they pieced together what actually happened. Now, Meister sent his wife and two daughters away from Paris ahead of time because he was worried, like most people, that the Germans would come and do bad things to them. And then he somehow got it into his head. I don't know where this news got into his head, but he was quite sad, quite anxious, and quite depressed. And he got into his head that his wife and two daughters were killed. And so he committed suicide not by a shotgun, which is another part of the legend, but by putting his head in a gas stove and asphyxiating. Gets weirder. This is why history is better than fiction. His wife and daughter returned to Paris and the Pasteur Institute the very day he committed suicide.
Oh, you can't. Yeah, you couldn't make that up.
No, you'd never believe it.
No. Fascinating story and a medical game changer. That's up there with the polio vaccine.
Yeah, it was a remarkable event. And regardless of the end of the story, whether it's a legend or the suicide that he did commit, you can't deny he made medical history on July 6th by being the first human being to get the rabies vaccine.
University of Michigan medical historian Dr. Howard Markell. As always, thanks so much, Howard.
Thank you.